You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We are going to the podium right now. Let's hear from the quarterback coach of the Cleveland Browns, Kevin O'Connell.
First of all, can you just talk about the decision to move to Johnny and how do you feel about how that all went down?
Yeah, I think, obviously we communicate a lot. Coach Pett does a great job communicating with all the position coaches and really finding out what's going on a daily basis, how hard the guys are working and progressing. And we use the word progress a lot because whether you're a veteran or a young guy, it's very, very important to come in every day with a plan to get better. Because individually, if we all can get a little bit better every day, the sum of the team, we should be getting better as a football team. And, with the decision to go to Johnny, I know it was a tough one just because, obviously Josh just played so well this year and really done everything that we've asked, and Johnny has as well. And I've been so proud when Johnny's gotten in the game. He's been prepared. He's worked extremely hard to be prepared. And when he's had the opportunities, whether it be the three starts or the other games he played in, grading the film, there was always a lot to be really encouraged about.
Maybe you don't hear the skepticism as to whether Manziel really does get how much work goes into being an NFL yep. quarterback, but could you expand on that element of him? Does he really get it in terms of how much goes into being an NFL quarterback?
Yeah, I think, from the time that I know I arrived in the spring and the players were allowed back in the building, we've talked about that daily, just the process of, even if your process is perfect, even if you go about the week and you're prepared in every facet for the team you're playing, it's still, really hard to go out there and execute a game plan at this level just because the defenses are so good and the coaches we're going up against have game plans to try to stop what we do well. So it takes a lot at the quarterback position. And I know Flip and I take a lot of pride in our quarterbacks being really prepared for the games on Sunday, not only what they're going to see, but also what we're doing, getting us into the right plays and more importantly, out of bad plays. And that puts a lot on the quarterback's plate. And we expect Johnny to go in there and operate the offense just like Josh McCown was doing, and I think that'll give us an opportunity as an offense to continue to move the ball, and we're all looking to improve over this bye week though, and Coach Pett talked a lot about if every guy individually can continue to improve and figure out the little things, the little details we're always talking about to improve on. I think the sum of everybody all together, we'll come back ready to fight like heck to win some football games.
Kevin, do you see that dedication and drive, though, in Johnny?
Absolutely. I think he has shown, having a guy like Josh McCown in that quarterback room, some of the guys that I've been around in my past, you have to understand the mentality that it takes to come into the building every day with energy and an attitude that the other guys will thrive off of. Your own personal preparation is one thing, and I think he's learned what it takes to prepare for personally on a daily basis to play this position, but to lead an offense, you got to be ready for every play in practice. You got to be ready for every individual period, how we're going to throw certain routes, what the protection calls are going to be against this team that runs a completely different front than the team we played 7 days ago. There's a lot of things that go into it, and if you're not prepared, playing with some of the veterans we have up front and at the receiver position, it'll expose you. And Johnny's done a great job all season long of being prepared, not only for his reps in practice, but even when he's not started games, he's come in and really been prepared to play, whether he was the guy or not that week, which I've been really happy with him about.
What do you think is the upside or the potential, the future for Johnny?
I think it's really easy to sit back and want to look at the big picture, but when, the way we handle this position and these guys prepare on a daily basis, it really is about there's a million little things that you got to find the way to find the focus to attack, because you never know what's going to be the play that produces a win for us, and at this position right now in our offense, we're expecting a lot out of the quarterback position. And I think for me to look big picture and for him to look big picture right now would be a mistake. It's about for today, it was about him having a good practice today and preparing himself for this bye week and getting the recovery and the rest he's going to need to come back and really have a great day when the guys are back in Tuesday. And it's the little things, every little individual period of practice leads to each individual play in the game. And that's what I think he's done a great job of, is treating each play as their own. I mean, perfect example would be the way the game started out the other day. You know, not how we drew up starting that football game. And I know it would have been hard for me to go right back out there and be right back in a third and long situation to find Travis Benjamin for that explosive gain on the road at Pittsburgh. I mean, you can name the bricks that were stacked against him at that point, and he finds a way to make a play and really has his best game as a pro. So I was proud, you know, the mental toughness he showed to go along with what he did physically in that football game.
Kevin, even though Patton is encouraging R&R for a couple days to everybody, it sounds like, to get away, does Johnny leave here with orders, assignment, an iPad, or what?
Absolutely, he'll leave here with his iPad, whatever you call him. We've switched in the past year. I don't want to get in trouble for saying the wrong Surface tablet, whatever it is. But
electronic device.
There you go. But I know he's been hard at work preparing for Baltimore. Even though we really haven't gotten full speed into that game plan yet, we've already played them, so we've got some tape of obviously us playing them. Their game this past weekend. I know they'll play this weekend, and that's what I would recommend to him to watch, is make sure he's seen that film by the time he comes back in Tuesday. And then obviously just the practices that we've had out here, elements of the game plan we hope to have in, just make sure that he's dialed in with not only what we're going to be asking him to do, and that's a lot on my plate as well, but what the Ravens do and how they've changed since the last time we played them and what we need to be ready for. But to answer your question, he will be, you know, preparing for Baltimore during this bye weekend.
To what extent are Manziel and you guys, the coaching staff, trying to figure each other out? And I say that in the context of, it almost looked like while he was running out of the pocket and seeing 10 yards of running territory in front of him, he was thinking to himself, no, they want me to look downfield.
See, I think a lot's been made out of, you know, what his thought process is in the pocket and really what we coaches has been pretty consistent. We never want to take his ability to make plays out on the perimeter, and especially when we need those types of plays, you never want to coach that or try to get that out of a guy, especially somebody as talented as Johnny is making those plays. And really Josh McCown, you know, when you look back on some of the big plays we've made this year, it's been the same variety, you know, getting out and making a play to Travis or Gary or Duke, whoever it may be. And I think with Johnny, the whole process is, if he's relied upon that his whole career, and for me it's just about limiting those plays where we can make the position, it sounds crazy, but make it easier for him. If there's a completion to be had that can move the chains here, take it. If there's a sight adjustment or a hot route when teams are trying to pressure him that he can take away, he can allow his teammates to help him make plays, and that'll make the impactful plays like the run he had against Pittsburgh, or the, you know, some of the plays where he's gotten out of the pocket and really made impactful plays this season. They've just been, I think they just carry a little bit more weight when they're the plays they kind of come in spurts instead of, you know, six or seven, eight times in a row where we're trying to make that kind of game-changing play in a row, because you're just not going to be able to do it at this level.
We got time for just one last question.
You marvel though when he gets away from the guy who grabs his jersey and.
Oh, he's. I mean, he's got a special ability, and really so much of it is just instincts and understanding how he's going to be attacked in the pocket by defenders, and his ability to get out of trouble sometimes. He's shown it his whole life. I mean, you watch him play early on, and he's been able to do things like that. So trust me, we sit back sometimes, and you rewind the tape a couple extra times when you see him make some of those plays.
That was the Browns quarterback coach Kevin O'Connell, who has certainly helped Johnny Manziel in his development. I like what he said. They're not going to try to rein him in. That's what makes him special. But at the same time, if he wants to have that long, productive career in the NFL, he's got to learn to win from in the pocket. And that's where we have seen the biggest improvement in his game, from the game against Cincinnati to the game, of course, against the Pittsburgh Steelers, which was really, really good to see. When we come back, we're going to go back to the phones, 216-578-0850. We also will talk about the adjustments that we would make for the final six games, the starting lineup tweaks, if any, and the biggest area we want to improve. Nathan Zgura, Matt Wilhelm, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.